Both Zechariah and Mary question how the prophecy can come to be, and yet only Zechariah is rebuked for not believing. Why?
Well, I don't know. My guess would be that Mary's was not so much the doubt as the how, whereas Zechariah is actually, in a sense, rebuked for his doubt. He just didn't really take the angel at his word. Again, when we're dealing with motive and stuff like that, we're not always given the answer. But that's the way I would frame the two. I really think Zechariah was deliberately, in fact, the sign that was given that this would come true was the fact that Zechariah would be dumb. He didn't believe God's word, so God wasn't going to let him talk for the next 9 months. But the fact is, there was a greater sense of, I think, wrong in what Zechariah did over against Mary. It's the question of how can this be? I'm a virgin. For Zechariah, it's not trying to put a reason for why he's doubting. He just doesn't think it can happen. So. Well, yeah, that's right. He was a priest and had been walking with the Lord many years. Good point. Yeah, to whom much is given, much is required. Yeah. Thanks, John.
Okay, so nice question. The second one is a bit of a nerd question, apparently. But wouldn't the ark and the mercy seat have been absent in this temple, having been lost to the Babylonians?
Wow. I'd have to say yes. I don't know. For some reason, I'd have to look this up, really. For some reason, I have the sense that the Babylonians, whether they got it or not, I'm not sure if we're told what happened to the ark. And of course, the rumor was that they did have the ark, and then it was hidden away before the Romans came in 70 AD and trashed Jerusalem. And, you know, there's some people today say the Ark of the Covenant. Some of them say it got carried off to Ethiopia. Others would say the Ark is buried some way under, way down under Jerusalem somewhere. But obviously, I'll just make this point. I don't think it's God's intention that we ever have the Ark again. And that's why we've never seen it, at least since the time of Christ, if it was there then. So the question's a good question. You've got me thinking. I'm going to have to research that. But the fact is, you know, there's some people still looking for the ark to be reinstated. And the fact is, no, we don't need that ark. Jesus is our ark. Jesus is the one that brings us to God. And so to me, it's insignificant now. You know, if you want to speculate that it's some, you know, there's this one theory. I'm sorry, I'll take you. There's this one theory, which I think is just kind of stretching things, is that the ark was buried under Mount Calvary. And when Jesus died, his blood spilled down through the cracks and stuff and actually sprinkled the mercy seat. Again, those things were types and figures showing for the reality was happening there on the cross when Jesus was separated from the Father. That's where the atonement was taking place. The mercy seat was a shadow pointing to what Christ would do on the cross. So I think, again, that's a lot of speculation that in many ways I don't think it has significance because, again, the significance was on the cross, not down on in that ark, in the mercy seat there. Those were just types and shadows pointing to the greater reality. But, yeah, good question.